Chile's best-known poet, Pablo Neruda, will be buried on Tuesday, more than 40 years after his death, and for the third time. Neruda died in 1973, apparently from prostate cancer, but the circumstances surrounding his death remain shrouded in mystery. Some people think he was murdered for his political beliefs. Our correspondent in Chile, Gideon Long, has been examining the evidence.
Emerge tu recuerdo de la noche en que estoy. El río anuda al mar su lamento obstinado.
It's a voice familiar to many Chileans, the slow nasal drone of Pablo Neruda, reading one of his thousands of poems. A towering figure in Latin American literature, he was at the height of his powers in the early 1970s. He won the Nobel Prize in 1971. When he died 2 years later, Neruda's funeral in Santiago was a hastily arranged emotional affair. General Pinochet had seized power 2 weeks earlier and Chile was under curfew. Neruda had lashed out at the generals for staging their coup. Chileans were banned from attending his funeral, but they came anyway. It was an early act of rebellion against the Pinochet regime. But Neruda never wanted to be buried in Santiago. That much he made clear in his poem, Dispositions.
Comrades, bury me at Isla Negra, in front of the sea that I know, in that wild area of rocks and waves that my lost eyes will not see again.
And so, in 1992, his remains were moved to Isla Negra, his beloved beach house on the Pacific coast. And there they remained until 2011, when the poet's former personal assistant, Manuel Araya, made this extraordinary claim.
They murdered Neruda because Pinochet didn't want him to leave the country. Don't forget that Neruda had a mission to bring down Pinochet within 3 months.
Araya says Neruda, a communist and former senator, planned to go into exile in Mexico and lead opposition to the dictatorship.
On the 23rd of September, we went to Isla Negra to pack Neruda's bags, and at 4 in the afternoon, we received a phone call from Neruda in the hospital, saying, "Come quickly." We locked up the house, got in the car, and rushed back to Santiago. Neruda was in the hospital, and he kept saying, "I was sleeping," and a doctor came in and gave me an injection in the stomach.
Neruda died a few hours later. Araya believes he was poisoned. In the light of the allegations, a judge ordered an exhumation of the poet's remains in 2013. Forensic experts have been poring over them since then. Patricio Bustos is the medical officer who oversaw the first stage of the process.
Neruda's remains show clear signs of cancer, and it had spread to other parts of the body. However, we couldn't rule out the presence of other substances.
And so, the bones were sent abroad for further tests, to laboratories in Spain, the United States and Canada.
Normally, when we think of poisoning, we tend to think of a medieval kind of thing, with hemlock or arsenic. But you can also poison someone with something that's supposed to be good for their health, if it's given in a high dosage. So until we have the full results, we can't conclude anything for sure.
It'll be several months yet before the tests are completed. So, for now, we still don't know what happened to Neruda in those final hours of his life.
Oh, sentina de escombros, feroz cueva de náufragos.
His remains are about to be reburied, but Chile's best-known poet will continue to speak to his many admirers from beyond the grave.
Todo te lo tragaste como la lejanía, como el mar, como el tiempo.
That report from Gideon Long in Chile.